The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Despite some recent rumblings, the president will not be ordering airstrikes on Syria to attack the Islamic State.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet. I think that's not just my assessment, but the assessment of our military as well.
Some people found that comment shocking. No strategy? We're America. We should have a strategy for everything. But as for Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution?
The specific language of the president, I almost find welcome, because it's a recognition that what we're doing ain't working.
More after this from Charlie. The U.S. has launched more than 100 airstrikes against ISIS in northern Iraq. But ISIS, or ISIL, is not just your standard terrorist group. It's been setting up courts in the cities it takes over. Sharia courts, of course. It's taking care of water and electricity. And it's restoring order to the point that even people who hate their ideology are grateful for an end to the chaos. Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says that's what makes ISIL so successful and so dangerous.
They're going to take what they can get. And that includes countries like Jordan, who are very close. So we are at war with ISIL.
And in the short term, that's going to mean sending more Americans back to Iraq.
The combined American capability, I think, may be 5,000 to 10,000 people. It's not a big mission, but it certainly will involve combat and casualties.
But according to Michelle Dunn of the Carnegie Endowment for Peace, in the long term, ISIS will never be stopped unless our allies in the region, Turkey, Israel, Jordan, Egypt, find some way other than repression to address the very real frustrations of Muslims who feel disrespected by the rest of the world.
Some of our allies with whom we need to work may actually, by the actions they're taking in repression, they may be fueling radicalization and terrorism at a much faster rate than they are fighting it.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.